The school system spends nearly $14 million a year buying food, giving it leverage in the market. There's also food which comes free through federal programs. There are so many kids of poverty in the school system that everyone is eligible for free breakfasts and lunches, often the only meals the students get. The Partnership for the Public Good has just released a report calling for essential changes in the way food is purchased to buy more local and buy more flexibly. Community Health Worker Network Director Jessica Bauer-Walker says locally planned food is important in heavily immigrant schools like 45 with different food traditions.
Types of dishes that we can get on the menu. A lot of our families are more familiar with things like rice and noodles versus, you know, sandwiches, burgers, or pizza. So it's actually a good opportunity. And so when we've experimented with those types of dishes that might be more culturally familiar, it goes over really well with our student population and even students who are from here because they're tasty.
There is the problem that kids might like pizza rather than food which is better for them. Activists like Rebecca Williams from the Massachusetts Avenue Project say lots of education about food is needed for kids. District Food Services Director Bridget O'Brien Wood says the district tries to resolve some of that by making fruits and vegetables readily available for those who don't want meat and providing Islamic halal food in two schools. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.